Hello, my name's David Stretton, and I'm the Methodist minister for churches in Arnside, Storth, Milnthorpe and Levens in the Kendal Circuit. Welcome to worship for Sunday the 14th of June 2020. Our hymns today are I Hear the Voice of Jesus Say, and then at the end of our service, Abide With Me. Let's turn to God in prayer. Loving Lord, your grace draws us to your presence. Your peace unites us in your love. Your hope inspires us to praise your glory. May our worship be worthy of you. We come before you, gracious God, just as we are. We come with our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities. We come with our fears and apprehensions. We come with faith and doubt. We come to offer and receive. We come to you, the King of love, in the name of your Son and in the power of your Spirit. Amen. One of the characteristics of the Methodist Church, compared with other churches, is that it's rare for the preacher or minister to be in the same church for two or more Sundays in a row. My experience as a minister is that Sunday by Sunday, I'm always in a different church. For some in the congregation, this is a great thing. They say that variety is the spice of life. And they also celebrate the fact that they're not stuck with the same person week in, week out. One of the downsides, though, is that it's hard for the preacher to follow through from week to week, and it certainly makes it difficult if you want to preach on a theme over a number of weeks. Anyway, this is the 13th audio service that I'm recording, and it's taken me all this time to realise that I'm now in the same virtual church each and every week, and this gives me the opportunity to do some themed preaching. I've not yet made a big plan of what I'm going to do, but for now I've decided to spend 2 or 3 weeks on the Beatitudes. These can be found at the beginning of chapter 5 in Matthew's Gospel. But in the first of this series, I'm starting not at verse 1, but at verse 13, and the story of salt and light. Let me read it for you. And I'm reading today from a modern translation called The Message. Jesus said, "Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavours of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to be open with God, this generous Father in heaven." I do love this particular version of this Bible passage. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavours of this earth. You're here to be light, to bring out the God colours in the world. I think that there are three stages to this. Firstly, there's what you do on your own, noticing. Have a look around you. What are the God flavours and God colours? Where you live and work and play, where are the signs of God? Secondly, there's what you do with others. Pointing, being prepared to say out loud, "Isn't God amazing in all that he does?" And then thirdly, there's the call to action, enhancing. How will you join in with God to make his flavour stronger and his colours brighter? Noticing, pointing, enhancing. So here's an example. First, I notice the beauty of God's creation and I feel thankful. Second, I mention it to my neighbour, that when I see how beautiful nature is, it does help me believe that there is a God. Third, I stop dropping litter, or I pick up litter when I see it, even if it isn't mine. Now, ask yourself, is that a trivial example? Or is it important? Would it make a difference? Here's another completely different example. My neighbour is so good to me, helpful in lots of practical ways, but also in being prepared to sit down with me and just have a chat from time to time. I really appreciate it. It makes me feel good. I often say thank you to my neighbour. Sometimes I even get them a small gift as a token of my appreciation. On occasion, I've even said to them that for me, they are like a gift from God. I, in my turn, am limited in what practical help I can give, but once a week I phone an old neighbour of mine who now lives on their own. We have a good chat. I always try to be positive, to build them up. And again, here's the question. Is that example trivial, or is it important? Would it make a difference? What we do in life doesn't have to be big and fancy in order to have an impact. All our small actions add up to something that really is significant. Start small and see where you end up. No effort is ever wasted. It's a nice idea, this concept of God flavours and God colours. But when Jesus is teaching about our role, he doesn't hold back. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Jesus is teaching his disciples, those who've climbed the mountainside with him and are now sitting around him, literally at his feet. That's you and me. We're Jesus' followers. We're today's disciples. We're the Jesus legacy, a living legacy. That's quite a responsibility. But let's keep it simple. Let's keep it to those three stages, those three words. Noticing, pointing, enhancing. How can you be salt and light this week? For our prayers of intercession today, I simply invite you to be silent. And in the silence, call to mind those people who you want to place before God at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And finally, our blessing. As we turn to face the week and all it may bring, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. And may the Lord look on us with favour and give us peace. Amen.